Lesson overview. Speak like you're standing next to the student, energized and precise. Today we're shaping a clear, dynamic energy curve across 64 bars in Ableton Live for a rolling drum and bass passage at 174 BPM. The goal is practical. Take a simple loop and map it into a full 64-bar section that breathes and hits. I'll tell you what to click, which devices to put where, and exact automation moves. Let's make this punchy and musical. What we'll build in one sentence: a tight drum arrangement using an amen-style break, a two-part bass with a mono sub and distorted mid growl, pads and atmos, two drops at bar 25 and bar 57, a contrasting mid breakdown, and clear automation for perceived energy, filter sweeps, sidechain, saturation and reverb sends, all organized as reusable 8-bar blocks. General setup. Get the project ready. Set tempo to 174 BPM. Create these tracks: 1 MIDI for drum rack, 1 MIDI for bass waveable, operator or simpler, 1 MIDI for pads slash atmos, 1 audio for vocal chops or FX, and 2 returns, return A for reverb and return B for parallel compression. On the master put utility, a glue compressor lightly, and a limiter at the end. Drum rack chain, what to load and how to process. Load an amen or break loop, a punchy kick, and a sharp snare. On the drum rack track chain, these devices in this order: EQ 8 right arrow saturator, right arrow drum bus, right arrow glue compressor. For EQ 8, high pass at 30hc with a 24dB slash oct slope to clean rumble, small boost at 100hc, about plus 2 to plus 3dB with a wide Q for kick presence, slight presence boost at 3 to 6khz for snare crack, about plus 2dB. Saturator, analog clip mode, drive around 2 to 4dB for subtle grit. Drum bus, transient shaping, set attack plus 20, boom plus 2 as a starting point. Send some of the drum mix to return B at roughly 10 to 25% for parallel compression. Return B, parallel compression chain. On return B, put saturator first, drive around 3 to 6, then compressor with a hard setting, ratio 6:1, attack 0.5 ms, release 200 ms, threshold around minus 15 dB, then utility with gain minus 3 dB to taste. This will be a pumping, fattening layer under your clean drums. Bass track, device chain and sidechain setup. Use waveable or operator, or a resampled simpler. Chain, EQ 8 keep sub mono, but if you need a high pass on the mids, do it here: right arrow saturator soft clip, drive 3-5 right arrow multiband dynamics to tame growl, right arrow compressor for sidechain, right arrow optional glue on the bus, right arrow utility for width. Automation. Set the utility so sub stays mono below about 120hz. Sidechain compressor settings for the bass. Place the compressor after saturator. Enable sidechain audio from drum rack or a dedicated kick bus. High pass the sidechain input at around 100hz so the kick triggers mainly. Compressor settings, ratio 4:1, attack 5 ms, release 45 to 70 ms for a snappy pump, threshold set so you get 2 to 6 dB of ducking on kick hits. If it's too aggressive, lower the ratio or increase release. Arrangement map. Concrete actions by bar blocks, bars 1 to 8, intro and atmosphere. Start with pad slash atmo, a filtered break loop and sparse hats. This audio version is shortened for playback.